What's good, Travelers? It's your boy, the Wall Street Traveler. And right now, I want you to walk with me. Because see, the most intimate way to gain a connection with someone is by walking with them. So when I say walk with me, I want you to just understand. I want you to connect with me. See, the goal from the trap to Wall Street is to help the culture build wealth one share at a time. See, a lot of us have never been in the midst of wealthy people. So therefore, we can't even fathom the idea of being wealthy. See, we know a few dope boys with a little money. We know a few people with a few fancy cars, maybe a nice house. But we don't really know what real wealth is. There's a big gap between wealthy, rich, doing well, so-called middle class, and poor. The one thing that separates every class is the mindset. See, wealthy people have this ability to understand that the more they invest, the more ownership they have, the more assets that they can collect, the less taxes they'll pay. The less taxes you pay means the more money that you keep. See, the working man gets taxed at 33%, while the wealthy man gets so many tax breaks, it's a shame. See, Uncle Sam is for sure going to get his money. That's why wealthy people fight for taxes so much. And I know you may think, well, none of that shit is going to affect me anyway. But that's where you're wrong. See, the mindset is the second thing that separates wealthy people from poor people. It's the idea of understanding how to play the money game. That's right, the money game. See, the one game that put us on that we didn't know, we didn't pay attention to, we didn't take it as real, was Monopoly. Monopoly was the ultimate money game. It showed us how Uncle Sam can make taxes to benefit or hurt certain people. It lets you know the objective and the meaning of ownership of real estate, the number one wealth builder in the world. They even have cards in there where you get money from stocks and dividends, railroads, electric companies, just owning businesses. The idea of owning an electric company or a railroad is that these are things that no matter what state the economy is in, will continue to flourish. See, it's the mindset that separates. We must understand that we are able to do things without money. Because if you can think of a situation, then you can put yourself in a predicament to achieve it. Now, what I'm not saying is that money isn't everything. But what I am saying, there's a lot of other things you can do. And it starts with the way you think. That mindset shift. And that's what I'm here for. That's what From the Trap to Wall Street is all about. It's about helping us build wealth, but at the same time, it's about shifting the mindset. Giving you a vision for your money. Because if you have no vision, if you aren't direct, if you aren't intentional with what you want to do, then you'll go nowhere. It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper, and I need you all to walk with me. I need you all to connect with me. The goal is to transition us from consumers to producers, to taking that $2 trillion a year that we spend and making it work for us. See, the reason why the Black Wall Street was so successful because they understood the power of economic and financial freedom. And if that message got out to too many people, the powers that be understood how detrimental that would be. So now I'm here, the pioneer. I just need you to be with me. See, Harriet Tubman once said that I freed thousands of slaves, but I could have freed thousands more only if they knew that they were slaves. I need you to understand that just because Black Friday is so-called a big sale that you aren't saving, you're still spending. That TV that's normally $1,000 that's on sale for $750 only costs $300 to make, so anything above the $300 is a profit. I need you to understand this. Vision. Controlling your money. If money is your most important tool to build wealth, why would you continue to let someone else use it to build their wealth? What I'm not saying is to not buy anything, but what I am saying is more assets, less liabilities. Let that sink in for a minute. I want you to look in your closet. I want you to look in your living room. I want you to look in the front room and look at how many liabilities you have. Now ask yourself, how many assets do you have? Remember that an asset is something that can produce income in the future, appreciates in value, and can ultimately exceed your expenses. Think about that. So before I go, I just want you all to take a listen to what I just said. Take a step back, analyze your situation. Follow me on Instagram, wall_street_trapper. Connect with me, lock in with me. Tell me what you think about the podcast. I'm about to start going in on every level. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. Check out the podcast. We going in. So trappers, I want you to do one thing. From now on, I want you to ask yourself, before you spend that dollar, what assets can I buy with this? I'm out. What's good, trappers? It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. And y'all know my goal, helping the culture build wealth one share at a time. So today I want to talk about something that's real important, that really deals with the basis of stocks before you can even start investing. And that is, what is a stock? So a lot of people often ask me that, man, like, what is exactly a stock? Well, a stock represents a portion of a company, right? So what a company does is a company has to raise capital as it wants to grow and expand what it does. And it wants to try to do that without actually getting itself in too much debt. So what a company does is they go to what's called an investment banker. And an investment banker will give the company value. They'll look at all the company financials and paperwork. And then they'll see how many shares does the company want to put on the market. On the market means on the stock market. So once they determine how many shares they'll put on the market, then they give those shares a value. And they put that on the market. And what the company does is, in exchange for your money, right, they give you a portion of the company. Then they do that through what's called an IPO, an initial public offering, which is the first time that a company exposes itself to the public and gives the public the opportunity to invest in the company. Again, as you buy shares or stock into this company, those shares or those that stock represent a portion of the company that you own. Now let's look at something that a deeper meaning and a deeper way. So Warren Buffett owns about 4 million shares of Coca-Cola. So he have about 9% position or stake in that company. So the stronger your position is in that company, then you go to getting into things like voters' rights, right? So Warren Buffett with his 4 million shares of Coke will have way more say-so and voting power than you with maybe 100 shares in Coca-Cola. But the portion of the company that you own, some companies pay what's called dividends, and this is one of the ways companies pay you for investing in their company. The second way you get paid, the foundation of how you get paid through companies is through price appreciation, meaning you buy into the company at one price. As that price appreciates and as that company grows, so does the value of the shares that you bought in the company. And as an investor in a company, as you have stock in that company, you also are entitled to a percentage of earnings. Now, what that means is when a company decides how much they're going to pay you for per share, because every company doesn't do this. Some companies take the money that they earn and invest it back into the company. Companies like Amazon do that. Facebook does that. Netflix does that. These companies take the profit that they make and they reinvest it into the company to grow the company. So you'll get paid as the share price go up. Right. And other companies like Coke, Walmart, companies like this, what they do is they say, okay, we'll pay you in dividends. Right. So they'll select a number, let's say 20 cent, 30 cent. Right. And as the company continues to progress and grow and expand, what they'll do is they'll increase the dividend payments. So we just want you to know that investing in the company and having stock in the company equals part ownership of the company. And by having part ownership of the company, you also are entitled to the earnings of the company, right? And as you are entitled to the earnings of the company, you may also have voting rights in that company. And as an investor and as part owner of the company, I would exercise my voting rights. Now, all companies don't have voting rights, but some companies do allow investors to have voters' rights on the decision-making of the company. And as an investor, you are, you know, entitled to that. So again, just purchasing stock in a company gives you part ownership in a company. And when you look at that at a broader scale, this is how you increase your wealth, by having stock in different companies. See, I always say that wealth starts in the mind, the same way as being poor starts in the mind. Because a poor person can't say that they have ownership in Walmart, Coca-Cola, Toys R Us, Amazon, Facebook, some of the biggest companies on the face of the earth. A poor person can't say that. But a person in transition to wealth, who's building wealth, who has stock in these companies, can say, I am a wealth builder. I am building my wealth because I have part ownership, a percentage of ownership in multiple $1 million and $1 trillion companies. So listen, don't let nobody tell you, you know, the stock market is dangerous and I won't do that. Listen, if you take too many Advils, that's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, knowing what works for you and understanding the dangers that come with everything. Understanding the risk reward that comes with everything. And listen to me. Investing in the stock market is the easiest way to start building your wealth. Okay? It's the easiest way. So I'm your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. Check me out on Instagram, wall_street_trapper. Check me out on YouTube, Wall Street Trapper. Get on the email list through my website, www.wallstreettrapping.com. And understand that my goal is to help the culture build wealth one share at a time, earn passive income. I'm out.